Hey, it's your girl Shara Haynes, the Soul Coach, and I want to welcome you to the Mending Brokenness podcast. Happy New Year's, everyone. I pray God's favor, blessings, good health, prosperity over each and every one of your lives. I ask that He cover your children and your family to continue to guide you and lead you in the way that you should go and continue to just protect you in this new year. I want to open up this podcast with the scripture from Matthew 5:8. And it says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, but today it just seemed fit for me to come on here and to not only tell you Happy New Year, but to encourage you to enter into this year with a pure heart. With a clean heart, holding on to nothing and no one that may have hurt you, things that may have happened, grudges, bitterness. Let all of that go, because the only way that God can really do what He needs to do in your life is if you are free from the things that hold us back. Now, as before we jump into the podcast, I want you to grab your journal, your notebook, your tablets, whatever it is that you take notes with. I want you to go ahead and grab that right now so that we can unpack. And for those of you that already know what it is that we do, you know the first thing we open up with is, the first question we open up with is, how are you? How are you? How are you mentally? How are you physically? How are you? The second question that we ask ourselves is, what happened today? And we're going to switch it up a little bit because it's the first day of the new year. What happened last year that you carried over into this year that you know you need to let go? Write that down. And the third question that we ask ourselves is, how did it make you feel? Whatever it is that you wrote down, if you wrote down anything, how did it make you feel? And now that you wrote that down, I want you to take that piece of paper and ball it up. Ball it up and throw it away. If it was on your iPad, erase it, delete it. Get rid of it, because it can't come with you in 2022. Now, the next thing I want you to do, which you're going to need a fresh piece of paper for this, is I wrote down some things last night that I kind of wanted to go over with you to kind of help you see where you at, kind of help you see where you're going, and to kind of help you be able to, you know, clear your heart. So I want to ask you, what's the most important thing in your life right now? What is the most important thing in your life right now? Whether it be your relationship with God, you know, you going to school, your kids. What's important to you right now? Write that down. And then I want you to write down, what relationships do you value the most? Who are the most important people in your life? Or what relationships do you have that you feel like you value, that you need to nourish more, that you need to spend more time growing in? What relationships do you value? And write that down. And I know I'm probably going to be going, so you can always come back to it. But I want you to write that down. Okay. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes and just listen to my voice. I'm going to ask you some questions. And as I ask you these questions, I want you to visualize yourself. The first question I'm going to ask you is, How do you see yourself? What do the 2022 version of you look like? Where are you? As you envision yourself, where are you at? What are you wearing? And what are you doing? And think about that. Now open your eyes. The reason I had you do that exercise is because all of us can see ourselves somewhere. God placed something inside of us. God gave each and every one of us an assignment, a mission, a task. But before we can fully focus on the things that he's calling us to do, we must first focus on who we need to be in order to do the work that we're called to do. So let's not focus on all the things that don't really matter. Let's focus on becoming the best versions of ourselves this year. Let's focus on making sure our heart is right. Let's make sure that we're walking in love. Let's make sure that we are becoming the women that God created us to be. Let's focus on that. I mean, I'm looking at social media and I'm hearing people, you know, I'm leveling up my money this year. I'm doing this and I want this with all these different goals, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if God is not priority in that goal, then it's not worth having. I don't know about y'all, but the last 2 years have been very eye-opening. If I didn't learn anything else from the last 2 years, I learned to put my full trust in God. I learned that things can change in the blink of an eye. People can be gone in a split second. Some of these churches are fearful about what's going on. It's a lot of different things that I could name. But I really want you to hold on to the fact that God is unchanging. He's the same God yesterday, he's the same God today, and he'll be the same God forevermore. So whatever you do as you go into this year, make sure you go into this year with a pure heart. Make sure you go into this year leaning and trusting in God for whatever it is that you're doing. If you're about to make a post and you feel like you is to help somebody, I want you to pray before you do that. Cover your children. Cover your family. Keep your eyes stay on him. This is not the time to be away from God. This is not the time to be caught up in the things of this world. For we are in this world. We are not of this world. Don't be overcome by the world. So I wanted to come on here and just drop a little short message to tell you to enter into this year with a clean heart. Enter in this year pure. Lifting your hands and surrendering to God, saying, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Because that's all he really wants you to do. There's so much pain in this world, so much heartache, people going through a lot of different things. And to be honest with you, the only person that can help you through is God. Not your parents, not your siblings, not a coach, not a mentor. They can remind you of who to lean on. They can tell you where to go and what to do. But the person that's going to carry you is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's important that you know that, because I just don't feel like it's enough of those messages going on, you know, on social media or on TV or on the radio. There's not a lot of those messages being spread about the goodness of the Lord, about how he came to reconcile us back to God, about how Jesus came not only to save us, but to bring us in right standing with God. God knew everything you was going to do before you did it. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing that you've done that God can't forgive you for. He wants you. He wants your heart. And as I stand here right now, I want to remind you of your first love. I want to remind you of the one who loves you unconditionally. Sure, having all the things, the businesses, and the, you know, I want this. That's all fine. Just make sure that God is in the front of that, because the words say, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be handed unto you. So while you out here, you know, staying up late and working double jobs and working double shifts and doing all that you can to try to accomplish something that God can do for you if you be obedient, if you stand on his word, if you trust in him, God will bring you through. Listen, you done tried everything else. Why not try Jesus? So again, Happy New Year to you. I'll be starting the podcast back up. And I just wanted to come on here and tell you to enter into this year with a clean heart. If you know you got something in your heart that shouldn't be there, you need to unpack that and remove it. And not only remove it, but you need to repent and turn back towards God. You know, God forgive us as much as we are able to forgive others. If we're not willing to forgive, then God won't forgive us. You can't take those things into your next season. It's baggage and it weighs you down. But get some clear focus about what you're going to do this year. How you're going to accomplish your goals this year. How you're going to be relentless in your pursuit with building your relationship with God. Be intentional with your movements. Because today is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. You never know when it's your time to meet with the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I want him to say, well done. I don't want to answer the questions of why I didn't get this done, or why I didn't do this, or why I didn't do that. Or I'm talking about what somebody else made me do. No. We are responsible for ourselves. God hold us accountable for our actions, not hold us accountable for what somebody else did to us. It's on us to make sure that we in right standing with God. And God is there waiting on us. You're not waiting on God. God waiting on you to make a decision. God is waiting on you to choose him. So my prayer is that each of you will gain your own relationship with God. That you will allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into his truth, the only truth. And that you will be reconciled and your families will be restored back to the Lord. Y'all have a wonderful day. Be blessed. I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Happy New Year. But remember, this year ain't gonna change unless you do. You gotta do something different. Have a wonderful day.